coming up to the mic. And James is a fellow Maritimer, Maritime Canada. He's from New Brunswick. Over here, Jason dislikes most of us in the house. And James has published a short book of his work, which I believe he has here tonight. He has copies of his book here tonight. You can pick them up from him. I'll plug them for him so he doesn't have to. So if you enjoy his work, you can track him down. There it is. All right. James, pick it up. Thank you.
He's from my hometown. It's great. Actually, I'm not from Canada. I originally from the States. It's just safer. No. Canada just invaded the U.S. Today, since three soldiers went down into Detroit. It was a harmless adventure. I published a couple of books before. Gypsy Hymns, which was a lot of traveling in Europe and Africa and places, and a novel came out called Briefly a Candle several years ago. And I haven't been writing too much, but these days I am, started the game. So, I'll read a couple of things from a little chapbook. It's called Siberian Wind. This is a Russian set poems. I had this big idea to do a Russian poetry book. Then I'll read a couple of poems from a little chapbook. These are just photocopies, 1,000 won, but nice artwork and great poems. It's called Halmoni's Promise, which is a Korean set poem. So I made a couple of these things. I had pretty good progress or feedback from the Russian poems that I've written in about 2 years. They're coming out in Ryerson University Whitewall Review, took a couple last week, and sold it in Ashwalk Review in Fredericton, New Brunswick, which is where I'm from. So let me try not to be serious, but here's one, which is because of this time of year, I recall we were just talking about Shadyville. At this time of year, I was laying on the beach in Shadyville with a beautiful young Russian ballerina girl with a suntan. I got burnt red, couldn't move, and went down to the beach the next day and covered up. It was terrible, but she was looking pretty good. So this is the Woody Allen teacher who was born first. This is called Ballerina Days, okay? There was talk of White Knights of St. Petersburg, and I bought the rollerblades. Tried to breathe her smile like yellow sunshine. The flowers nearly every day she loved, she would dream on trips to the mountains, and I took her to the ocean for the first time. The ballets, the plays, the beautiful gardens, and the tops of mountains where she'd wear her headphones and listen to Tchaikovsky. Nice to have a personal model say, "I wear for you." Her teenage body flaunting her midriff, all electric, mostly. And I loved her dearly because of the beauty. And she danced for me. I can't speak. Forget like no other, and she could drive men crazy if she did. Those were special days by the ocean, and suddenly, like Bruce, was so down, the mermaid, she was gone. Her name was Olia. I'll have to read another one from Siberian Wind. This will be something to have to do about Texas Street. This is not what I'm after. Okay, this is called Glad of a Soak, which is also coming out. If you want to know what the journal is called,
it's called Glad of a Soak. Okay? I had to.
to write these Russian books. I got kicked in the face last week down on Texas Street by a drunken Russian sailor because he grabbed a waitress by the hair. So, because I'm from the Maritimes, Fredericton, you know, it's always been a rough place. But, you know, being stupid, I opened my big fat mouth and told him to stop, and he turned around, swung around, and kicked me right in the face. So I hurt my nose. Anyway, you have to be careful in that part of town. So, a lot of bus stops. Okay? The fleet lies in ports like whaling boats, cars lined up on a used car lot. The focus not on obeying orders, but on economy and cell phones. The port reopened now just 10 years. And the foreigners throng from RussiaBride.com on romantic tours, searching this San Francisco on Golden Horn Bay Area of the East, and the ladies' dresses swing carefree on the boardwalk. A million miles from Moscow, and gentle winds blow their hair like soft silk blouses hung out on the lines, flung back like movie stars, flutters gently. Put in a chapbook, you can send them to me. Maybe I'll put some artwork. 1,000 watts, so it's 50.